back here on SportsTownChicago.com. Chicago Cougars All Access, and now joined on the Illinois Media School Hotline by head coach and general manager Brad Stouffer. Brad, a three-point weekend for you guys. You're tied now with the Dells Ducks, but you guys get to play Illiana again this coming Sunday, a team that seems to have much improved, some new players on the team for them, and also just you've seen them so many times, it's hard to not know what a team's going to do when you've played each other as many times as you two have.
Yeah, I'll start with the weekend, I guess. 3 points, which are key. Every point's going to count here down the stretch as we've found ourselves in a battle here, not only for playoff positioning, but, you know, giving ourselves a possible opportunity at a league championship here in our first year, which is tremendous accomplishment and a testament to our guys and how hard they've worked. You know, there's still plenty of time left to, you know, 5-6 weeks here on the regular season, but every point's going to matter. So picking up 3 points this weekend against, you know, Illiana, who's a team that works hard and does things the right way and stays hungry, was huge for us. They had a couple new guys. Most notably, I think their goaltending was much improved than the last times we had seen them, and I think that made a huge difference just in the outcome of the game and the way their team was playing. But proud of our guys, you know, for fighting back after a tough one. I'm still trying to wrap my head around on Saturday night. It seems like we outplayed them kind of in every category, but, you know, two shots. It was one of those things, one of those games where the puck wasn't necessarily bouncing our way. We had two or three pipes we hit, and then three breakaways that we weren't able to convert on. We went 1-for-2 on the power play, and they didn't score on 6 power play chances that they had. We were 6-for-6 on the kill, but somehow, you know, 2 shots and 2 goals for them. So, but we came back the following night and got the win. So proud of our guys for that.
Yeah, and when you look at it for those games in the 3-2, and just really on the weekend, he had a really good game for Illiana. It was Jostarevich, and a tough guy to try and slow him down. But you guys were able to still get the win in the one game, even though he had, I think he had 4 points in that one, and then he had a goal and an assist in the game on Saturday. So one of the guys who, one of the better players for their team, too, and maybe he had a couple better guys around him that helps him out.
Yeah, he plays a real high-tempo game, kind of like very similar to some of our players. You know, high-speed, skilled forward that can score. You know, he puts the puck in the net, and he's one of the leading scorers in the league. Definitely a dangerous guy that we need to watch out for this coming Sunday. But, you know, I think overall we're a deeper team, and so hopefully we're able to get the result we want on Sunday and learn from some of our mistakes that we made this past weekend against them and have a little bit better result, hopefully with a win this Sunday.
Now, from a coaching perspective, do you like that you get to play the same team again? You get to maybe work on some of the mistakes because you're going to see a similar game from them most likely when you play them on Sunday. Do you like that, or would you rather you be moving on to a different opponent and then playing them later?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I guess it's a little easier to prepare just because you don't have to necessarily look at extra video or spend extra time, you know, in the pre-scout. Because you already know what they're going to bring to the table, and just
right,
watching the video from the game, you know, there's things you can take away, and it's fresh in your mind, some of those things. So I guess that part of it's good, the preparation. You know, as far as we've played them, I think this will be our 5th time in the last, like, 9 games. So over a long stretch, it gets a little bit, I won't say boring, but a little tedious playing the same team. But I don't mind two weekends in a row is okay. This will be 3 weekends out of 4. So it's a little bit much, but I don't mind back-to-back weekends. That's fine.
Yeah, and you do have you have some big games coming up after that anyways. The Dells Ducks, who you guys are even with right now, will be coming up after that. But looking still at these games with Illiana, we talked with two of the guys who had a pretty good weekend, Andrew Van Dyke being the first one we talked to here on Chicago Cougars All Access, and then Hunter Schiffman was the second, who had a really good weekend as well. He had 3 goals and an assist and also a shootout winner. Just talk about those two really fast and the weekends that they had.
Yeah, Hunter Schiffman had an incredible weekend offensively, especially. He just had a rocket of a shot for a goal on Saturday from the point. Just, you know, really locked in and just a laser on target to help us, you know, gain a lead. I believe that was the second goal, so that was to get a 2-goal lead in the first game. And then the second game yesterday, Sunday, had 2 goals in regulation. Then we sent him out for the shootout. He was the only player to score from both teams, 5 shooters each team, so only player out of 10 to score a goal in the shootout, which obviously proved to be the game winner for us, which is huge. So 3 total goals, 2 in regulation, 1 in a shootout. Huge weekend for him. And then Andrew Van Dyke, very skilled player. We mix him in on a bunch of different lines. His number was called in the final minute to win some draws for us. There was a face-off on the left side. He's a lefty who was having a lot of success on the face-off dot that game. You know, called him out to help us win a face-off, and he ended up being tested 2 times in that final minute. Won both of those face-offs in the last minute, which helps us gain possession and be able to be on the attack. And then he was actually, ironically, the guy that put in the game-tying goal with only 10 seconds left yesterday, which gave us the opportunity to win the game in the shootout. So huge final minute for him, but I think both games he played a much more inspired game than we had seen in the later part of 2015. He came back from the break re-energized, had a new energy about him, and really had a great weekend. I'll mention one other guy too, just real quick. Brendan Peters had another good weekend, a guy that doesn't always see a ton of ice time, but he scored again Saturday night, the first game of the weekend, to give his, he had a goal scoring streak going there, 2 games. Guy that's really starting to come on as well, always plays the right way, a hard worker, does everything you ask on and off the ice. So big weekend for those 3 guys and our team in general.
Yeah, and I thought it was really cool talking with Andrew and just about the whole, you know, when you get called out in that point to go out and take that face off, he's, you know, he talks about how it's a lot of pressure, but also how it's kind of a confidence booster for him too, because he's being put out in this important situation. And he also mentioned too that he, you know, he was still skating during break. He got out and skated a couple times, and obviously he skates quite a bit with his job being that he does the ice crew for the Blackhawks.
I don't know how intense that skating is with the Hawks, but it definitely showed that, you know, we kind of give the guys at the end of the option over Christmas. Thanksgiving, we told them, you know, to work out 3-4 times and skate, you know, to stay in shape. Over Christmas, I kind of said, hey, if you want to get out there, get out there. If not, spend time with family and just re-energize, recharge. And it was obvious that he had stayed in shape. I mean, he was flying, which was great to see for me. Just another guy that, you know, we can trust and put with really any of our lines and know that he's going to make an impact there.
Yeah, I've already talked with Hunter about it because he was the guy who ended up getting the goal. Andrew was the one who made the pass to Kropp, and Kropp was the one who made the saucer pass to Hunter for one of the goals that still sticks out in my mind from earlier on in this season. Just the chemistry that these guys can have at times, and they've all kind of mentioned how there's really, it's pretty tight knit between the entire team. If for you as a coach, is that are you happy to see the development of this team, not only on the ice but off the ice? They're able to get along really well too.
It's essential, you know, and coming down the stretch here, and especially in playoffs, you know, I don't think a team can be successful and win the ultimate prize without extraordinary chemistry. That's kind of the X factor. And in hockey, the game's played at such a high speed. Just knowing where each other, you know, your teammates are, and or even where they're going to be, you know, in the future, being able to anticipate plays. And then the trust factor, you know, being able to trust that each and every guy on the ice is going to get their job done. And you're not going to have to do extra necessarily. You just have to do your job, and your teammates are going to do their job. And we're going to be successful as a whole because of that. It's tremendous, and to see this group and what they've accomplished so far is the real testament to the character of our guys, and can't wait to continue watching them down the stretch here.
A couple more for head coach and general manager Brad Stouffer's, and one of the things I talked with Hunter Schiffman was we talked about how he thought that you guys didn't get as many quality chances, even though you guys outshot them in both of those games, well, even in the one. But he said that he felt like you guys didn't get enough high quality chances, especially in that first game that you guys could have had, and that also some obviously something that I've heard you harp upon even when I've come down for interviews is net front presence at different times in the game.
Yeah, I think probably the first game, the first and second period, we were still getting a great area. A lot of chance, the scoring chances were pretty even both games, even though we outshot them. So yeah, so that would suggest that some of our shots were more perimeter. You know, we were getting more shots on net, but they weren't necessarily from that grade A area. The grade A area chances were pretty much equal for both teams. But in that third period of the first game, the period that they scored two on us and tied the game to send it to overtime, I remember I think we only had two or three from the grade A area, and they had plenty more. So, yeah, there was a little bit of that. Maybe we need to continue to work to get to those areas and get secondary chances through rebounds and tips and net front presence, like you mentioned. So there might have been a little bit of that. Coming back from break, it's tough sometimes to lock in and get back engaged to what
right.
do to be successful. You know, we preach it every day, but at the same point, you know, coming off of an 8-day break, it's not easy sometimes to rev it up again. So we'll work on that this week and then head into the weekend, hopefully back to our normal selves.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you guys had that bad of a weekend anyways. You still got 3 points and still had a chance to win the one that you lost. So from that standpoint, even though that's one of the things, maybe that's nitpicking a little bit, but still, it's always a good thing. And is that more of a mentality anyways for that, to make sure that you do that, to get in front of the net? Or how is it to make sure you're getting to those dirty areas?
Yeah, I see that as a mentality thing, I think, and we practice it. But there's some players that just, you know, don't mind getting their nose dirty, don't mind taking a cross-check to the back or a slash to the leg to get to a hard area where they're going to have a higher chance of scoring. There's just some guys that have it and some don't. We try to teach it and tell the guys, but, you know, you can tell some guys more than others enjoy being there. So I think it's a mentality thing, and we try to instill it in our guys, but the majority of goals are scored there, and even, you know, the U.S. just wrapped up their World Junior semifinal against Russia, but watching the World Junior Championship that's being played right now in Finland, it's same age group as the Cougars, our team, and
yeah.
But it's the most skilled players in the world. I mean, these are all future NHLers, and a lot of those goals, I've been watching the highlights, they're right in that front area, and even the most skilled players in the world, you know, there's some high-skilled goals, but a lot of the goals still just right in that area, just grinding away, hacking at rebounds, or taking a body to chip a puck in. So.
And those are some fun games to watch, that's for sure. Team USA has been a very interesting team to watch throughout it, too. Coach, we are out of time, unfortunately, but thank you for coming on, as always. Look forward to seeing you on Sunday and watching you guys against this Ileana team one more time.
Awesome. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it, guys. We'll talk to you. We'll see you this weekend.
All right. That was head coach and general manager Brad Stouffers. We will see you next week on Monday, but of course, watch Sunday, as that'll be our next game for the Chicago Cougars against the Ileana Blackbirds. But that'll do it here for us on SportsTownChicago.com. We will see you next time.